The 64th and final game of the 2023 Women's World Cup soccer tournament is scheduled for tomorrow in Sydney, Australia, and the host country is dealing with some disappointment. Earlier today, Sweden and Australia battled for third place, and Sweden emerged victorious. So now that we know who won the bronze, who's going to win silver and gold? It comes down to Spain and England, and whichever team wins will be a first-time world champion. Joining us now is reporter Sophie Downey, who's been traveling between New Zealand and Australia to cover the tournament for the past month. Welcome, Sophie.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
So, Sophie, how would you characterize this final match between Spain and England? Is there a clear favorite to win?
I wouldn't say there's a clear favorite. I think both sides have their weaknesses and both their strengths, obviously. I think probably mentality-wise, England edge it because they were in the final last summer as well in the European Championships back in England, and they won that final. So I think mentally they've already been in a big showpiece environment, so that might just give them a little something. But I think it's going to be a very, very interesting and intriguing matchup between the two.
Yeah, there are definitely strong players on both sides. So who are the key players to watch for tomorrow for both Spain and England?
So if you're looking at England, probably the front two, I think, is Lauren Hemp and Alessi Russo. They've found a partnership this tournament that they probably didn't know existed beforehand. So it's really come to life and they play off each other really nicely in that front two. I guess the question for England is if Lauren James comes back into the fold. She took the tournament by storm in the first two games, but then got sent off. So hasn't played for a couple of games, but she's now available for selection. So that's going to be a big one for Serena Wiegmann to decide. On the side of Spain, you've obviously got, Alexia Putellas, who is the two times Ballon d'Or winner. She's been struggling to come back from an ACL injury. So she's sort of played it like limited minutes this tournament. And then they've got a really interesting young kid, 19-year-old Salma Paruelo. And she has been super exciting. She scored the winner against the Netherlands in the quarterfinals, and then she scored again against Sweden in the semifinals. So she's one to watch.
Great. I want to come back to the third place match that took place earlier. I'm sure it was a letdown for Australia's fans, even though they still made it pretty far in the tournament. So what's the mood been like today?
I was in the fan park in Sydney watching the game, and they were incredibly buoyant beforehand and maybe a little bit disappointed afterwards.
Yeah.
I think it was just one game too far for them. You know, all of that excitement of the semi-final just a few days ago against England in front of 75,000 in Stadium Australia, that's a lot of emotions. And I think they just look tired, if you know what I mean. It's been a long tournament. But I think if you step away from the result maybe and look at what that team has achieved in Australia over the last month, it's been pretty indescribable, you know, the effect that it has had on this country and the way that the nation has got behind the football and kind of embraced the team as well. You know, there's literally been queues and queues of people outside Nike stores and outside the fan zones to try and get in to watch and play. And that's sort of unprecedented in Australia.
So just in a minute, I want to ask, I know that there's been several surprises in this tournament, you know, including an unexpected early exit for the U.S. So what are your key takeaways from this year's World Cup?
I think women's football is closer than it has ever been before. You know, everyone is competitive. Everyone is catching up, as it were, with the U.S. The USA set the standard for so long. And you're now starting to see the fruits of like the investment of the European nations, of other nations as well. We've had some, what my biggest surprise I think is, I thought this the expansion to 32 teams was maybe a little bit from 24, was maybe a little bit too soon. Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad I was proved wrong, because the new teams have all added something to the tournament. You know, the likes of Ireland, Haiti, all of those, they've all come to compete. There's been no seriously big scores. It's all been super competitive.
We're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us. Okay. That's reporter Sophie Downey in Australia.